T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Today's the deadline for New York City to submit its school reopening plans to the state, and we should be getting some details from the mayor on those today, as Glenn Schuck reports from City Hall this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, good morning. You know, these plans being submitted by the mayor will next be reviewed by Governor Cuomo. He has said he'll have a final call on all of this probably in the next week or two. Now, the mayor's insisting that a clear majority of parents want their kids in the classroom at least a portion of the week to get used to being back around their friends and in the setting there. But Bill de Blasio is also saying that parents should have alternative plans, maybe even two backups, as they try to decide how this is going to work out, alternating between remote and in-building instruction. Now, Bill de Blasio is also saying they've been working really hard behind the scenes for the first day of school still planned for September 10th.
This work is moving intensely. We are going to show the people in New York City more and more in a very visual manner the work that's being done to prepare schools. We're going to get parents their specific schedules in about 2 weeks or so everyone knows exactly what they're dealing with, has time to make arrangements.
The last night, the mayor and the school's chancellor taking to social media, Lee, announcing test and tracing protocols. In fact, all staffers will take a COVID-19 test just before heading back into the classroom in September. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, at City Hall.
With virus cases apparently on the rebound in New Jersey, Governor Cuomo is being asked if people from Jersey should maybe be kept out of New York. But the governor is acknowledging the impracticality of that, as Roger Stern reports this morning from New Jersey. Roger?
Not practical at all, Lee. Not with the thousands of people crossing the Hudson River into New York every day. Governor Cuomo says it's different requiring people to quarantine when they fly into New York from more distant states.
Quarantine is basically through the airports. That wouldn't apply for Jersey, and we're going to keep our fingers crossed and work with them to get the number down.
Both New York and New Jersey mandate 14-day quarantines for travelers arriving from 34 states based on those states' COVID concentrations. New Jersey is still below that threshold, but the numbers are going up, with 2,000 new cases over a four-day period. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy blaming the increase on crowded house parties. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in New Jersey.
Well, Dr. Fauci has a date on Capitol Hill today. He'll testify at a House hearing titled The Urgent Need for a National Plan to Contain the Coronavirus. Going in, though, Dr. Fauci says he knows what the plan should not include.
I don't think we need to go all the way back to lockdown.
Also scheduled to appear, Dr. Robert Redfield, head of the NIH. And with the race to develop a vaccine possibly headed toward the finish line, President Trump says the plan to get people vaccinated will involve the military.
When we have the vaccine, we have the military all lined up, and the military is going to be doing it in a very powerful manner. These are people that don't usually do vaccines. They do soldiers, and they do lots of other things that, frankly, are more difficult.
Head of Operation Warp Speed, the administration's vaccine development effort, says he expects the COVID-19 vaccine to be about 90% effective. The president's also calling on people who've recovered from coronavirus to donate their plasma for use in a potential treatment for the virus. Connor Byrne is working as a lifeguard this summer at East Atlantic Beach. Unfortunately, he can't just blow his whistle and order the sharks out of the water. Actually, that would be even worse than you'd have land sharks.
I've never seen a shark so close to shore. The depth is probably only about knee to waist deep. you know? So it was definitely scary.
At least 8 sharks, possibly bull sharks, have been sighted off South Shore beaches now. They're patrolling for sharks with helicopters, boats, even a jet ski. You can only go into the water knee-deep at Point Lookout and Lido Beach. No swimming at all at Nickerson Beach. Long Beach, though, is fully open. An off-duty corrections officer was robbed this morning, possibly at gunpoint in Jamaica Estates. It happened around 1 a.m. at 171st and Hillside. The robber got the officer's phone and wallet and took off in a red car. The officer was not hurt. They're still looking for the robber. Ghislaine Maxwell did nothing wrong, at least according to Jeffrey Epstein. Court documents unsealed last night include a 2015 email to Maxwell from Epstein in which he wrote, "You have done nothing wrong, and I would urge you to start acting like it." The documents come from a defamation suit filed by Virginia Giuffre, who accused Epstein and Maxwell of abusing her while she was a teenager. She testified in that suit that Maxwell had continuous sex with women and girls in front of her, some of the girls possibly as young as 15, on Epstein's private island. That defamation suit was settled. She also testified that former President Clinton visited the island with Maxwell herself and 2 young girls from New York. She added that the former president stayed in Epstein's private residence on the island, where she said orgies were a constant thing. When she asked Epstein what the former president was doing there, she said he laughed it off and said, "He owes me a favor." Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges. She's being held without bail in Brooklyn. The New York City Fire Museum is putting together a new exhibit, and maybe you can help. A well-named no-name from Broadway is doing his part.
"Then my heart will lie peaceful and calm."
From a second-floor window of the New York City Fire Museum on Spring Street, Broadway star Brian Stokes Mitchell recreated his performances from his Upper West Side window this past spring, in which he thanked the essential workers like those in the FDNY who were keeping the city safe and saving lives.
"Firefighter and emergency worker and emergency technician and person in New York who helped get us all through this scorned and covered."
The museum is looking to turn personal tributes into an exhibit called Unmasking Our Heroes.
"So today we're here to ask you, the general public, to help us build that exhibit by sharing your expressions of gratitude, especially if you had firsthand experience with the FDNY during the pandemic."
Gary Urbanowitz is the museum's executive director, who says they want to hear those stories, see video and pictures, and help preserve the city's unique experience with its fire department. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in SoHo.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.